A student, while on her Year 6 camp, has just broken a world record. Tumbling down at Sand Dune is Aisha Davis. Aisha got distracted by Sophie Reader doing the Macarena, which made her lose balance and trip over a shrub. This then led to her long journey down the dune. On her way down, she nearly caused an avalanche. We interviewed Aisha about her experience and her answers were,
I fell and it all went downhill from there. Obviously Paul found it funny. I swear, his head nearly popped off.
This is how Aisha Davis became the world record holder for the longest sand dune fall.
There she was, in the middle of the field, all the boys thinking she had no hope, laughing and pointing at her. But she was ready, Tom grinning like he was about to become famous, roasting Amelia with his best kick. Miss Cranmer, terrified inside, but very prepared. The moment has come. Tom is ready to kick the ball straight. He drops the ball, and then pow, the ball is on the loose. He managed to keep it straight, but the emotions in Miss Cranwell could not hold back. As her mouth opens, the ball gets closer. The timing was perfect. Her arms went up as her voice went higher. The instinct to protect her face was the thing that saved her reputation. She caught it. There was a second of silence. Then everyone, including the boys and Miss Amelia, let out some of the world's loudest screams.
Callum M and Oliver K broke a world record for rolling down the largest sand dunes in Camp Corina. They had been known to roll down sand dunes in a record time of 12 seconds. They have only damaged internal organs. Teachers become distracted by muscular men walking down by the beach when the boys scaled up the sand dune. If you're wondering how high the sand dunes were, they reached up to a whopping 25 meters.
More kids become paraplegic by walking and rolling down sand dunes than anything else in the world. Research shows that sand dunes have more dangers than swimming in shark-infested waters. Lastly, teachers have been known to punish children for rolling down sand dunes even though they did nothing to stop it in their distracted state.
On Monday the 5th of May, a tragedy occurred on bus number 52. It all started when the bus television passed out on a 6-hour-long bus trip. The bus quickly descended into riot. Prior to this, class teacher Miss Maslin told everyone that she was going to put on a movie Sherlock Holmes for all of the board students. Miss Maslin went to put on the movie, and much to the sadness of the students, the television would not cooperate.
Miss Maslin tried and tried, but failed and failed to get the television to work. Finally, Miss Maslin told the students that the television would not work until lunch. The class went into riot until finally, after lunch, the television worked and everyone could watch Sherlock Gnomes. Television watchdog Evan Bonner later remarked, "This device has committed a truly shocking deed and we demand a full refund."
On Wednesday, 8th of May 2019, the third day of Camp Corina, a teacher torture ensued. Two happy campers, Jasmine and Amelia, hatched the plan of making Miss Maslin resist her coffee, an essential drink to every teacher in the world every day, especially on camp. They explained the flimsy-whimsy rules of their planned game. 1. Stay still at all costs. 2. This includes coffee, held in hand consumption. 3. No talking or laughing to win the game. A few surrounding students tried to make Miss Maslin laugh. In the words of Mrs. Maslin, who successfully resisted the urge to drink her coffee in a competitive effort to win the game, it was torture. Only after she realized it wasn't a game and that she had been played, the consequences are still to be found.
Miss Sayuri Tafe's previous record of staying awake was set to be at 9 p.m. Now she has been found to have stayed awake to 9:01 p.m. She has told us that she's been training for the whole year and practice makes perfect. She also added she would attempt to break her record again next year. Along with Miss Tafe, four of her other friends have also broken the record with her. Researchers are now looking for these four unknown people. Sayuri has also told us that the secret to staying awake is to do the chicken dance 6.34 times before attempting to stay awake. On Monday the 6th of May, Mr. Jing Chuan Chong was working on a jetty in Camp Corona when a huge tornado carried him up into the air. "I couldn't believe that I was flying," he exclaimed. His hat was blown off into the violent waves, and Mr. Chong's friends asked the nearest staff member to call a rescue helicopter to the scene of the missing valuable. Mr. Matthew Mondello, a rescue expert, jumped into the water as fast as he could, but ended up using the buoyant hat as a floaty. The rescue crew used a fishing line to drag him out. Mr. Chong will make a public speech at All Saints College's next assembly to present Mr. Mondello with a Bravery and Honours Medal. "He was very kind to bring my baby back," said Mr. Chong. The wind speed was a staggering 10 kilometers an hour at the time of the crisis. Today, the wind speed is 12 kilometers an hour, which is the highest ever recorded. Keep your hats on.
Catastrophe. On Wednesday, Year 6 Camp 2019, Chloe Glass had a horrific hair disaster. Her mum's nice, lovely braids turned terrible. One minute she had two beautiful braids, but the next one fell out. Chloe decided to fix it by redoing one braid. After she finished her hair, she found she wasn't as good as her mum. The braid her mum did was approximately 1 centimeter thick. The one Chloe did was nearly 1 meter thick. We later interviewed her to see what she thought.
"I think you're all exaggerating. They look perfectly the same in my eyes,"
said Miss Chloe Glass confidently.
"I tried my best. Nobody's perfect."
3, 2, 1, drop it. Dun 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 dun. Welcome back to Meme News.
At 2 a.m. this morning, Mayel Di Salvi Villadu was awoken by a series of Tom Cruise-like stunts performed by a gigantic huntsman spider.
This horrific crime let out an enormous ear-piercing scream performed by the victim, Mayel.
Mayel frantically jumped out of his bed, still screaming his head off, waking up everybody else in his dorm, including Mr. Zors from the other room, which was positioned 20 meters from his own dorm.
From Mayel's mayhem, the Tom Cruise-like spider crawled over Mayel's doona and frantically formed a web leading towards the ceiling, never to be seen again.
That's all for today, folks.
And see you next time on Meme News. Bye! Dun 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 dun.
Fantastic news has arrived. On the 6th of May at 8 o'clock, teacher Mr. Nelson scolded the most amount of children for being loud at night. His current record of most scolded children at once is 15. Mr. Nelson quoted, "It's all a team effort, really. I just need the students to be very loud. I had some inside voice to help me create a record."
Mr. Nelson also implied that he wants to keep making his record higher and higher. However, information has come about that Mr. Nelson's boys have planned to rebel. Security cameras showed Mr. Nelson wearing his Wiggles PJs with Emma the Yellow Wiggle on it when he was interrogating the children. That's all today. Come back tomorrow for the final results.
There is a serious case of overeaters, to be specific, Aisha Davies and Miss Maslin. These overeaters have had too many baked beans and cheese sandwiches and have ended up with very upset bodies at night. People say that their mattresses are scarred for life. We have interviewed these people and they did not know about this serious crisis and don't believe what we say. If anyone has any further details, please call Mr. Zors immediately.
Disaster!
Camp reporter Zoe S. and Raffi B. are mind blown by the boggling situation of absolutely nothing to write. After 3 hours of struggling in their abysmal desperation of thoughts, they cannot, master up an idea.
So they figured that they would write about how they couldn't figure out what to write about.
On the year 6 OLP, students were outraged when the lasagna for dinner was served with a side of chips. Detective Ben Walker was on the scene as soon as students fell out. "It's a tragedy that students were served with a side of chips," Mr. Walker began. "I mean, who has chips with lasagna?" An anonymous student said that the chips were horrible and that they sat in their lasagna. The government has now announced it is now illegal to have chips with lasagna. This disaster should not happen, will not happen again, hopefully.